Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, across from me is a lady who really needs no introduction at all. Her name is Hannah Horn. She is the lady who runs the Gravity Center here in Rock Hill, and that place is rocking. You are doing good work down there.
Thank you very much.
So for those who have not met the lovely Hannah Horn, tell everybody a little bit about your background, if you would.
So I moved here a year and a half ago, and I have a background in business communications. I was in television news for many years. We always love talking about our friend Lucas McFadden and the connection there when Lucas was just a wee lad working at WIS. He was making no money then, and he makes probably no money now, but that's the...
Nah.
So give Lucas a hug and a casserole when you see him next. Yeah, so background in business, love the small business story, love working for small businesses and helping them grow and succeed. And my role here in the Gravity Center really speaks to that, you know, core genius of being able to help businesses grow and scale. And that's what we do. We are the hub for entrepreneurship here in Rock Hill, so a one-stop shop for the services and programs that small businesses or entrepreneurs need to find whatever success looks like for them.
Now, the Gravity Center was an outgrowth of, I can't remember the name of it. It was on the top floor of the Citizens
the
Building.
The Technology Incubator.
Technology mm-hmm. Incubator, which was when David Warner mm-hmm. Retired.
Right.
They decided, well, let's roll this into something new. And that's where this thing came about?
Well, they being 10 investors here in the community, so 10 local business owners, said there's really nowhere to go if you want to start or scale a business. There's no one stop. Our chamber does a great job. Their entrepreneurial services, SBDC, does an amazing job. Our ecosystem, so it is called, is built out with some services. But, you know, to have a place that you can go to take your idea and to be connected to professional services, so legal, accounting, HR, what you need to start and scale a business. And so having all of those in one place was really the idea behind the Gravity Center. So yes, the Technology Incubator, when David retired, the city stopped its investment into the Technology Incubator. And this was the Gravity Center is a private entity that began with the city of Rock Hill's very thankful, gracious sponsorship as well of my salary and to be able to be in there working every single day to be able to meet the economic development goals, KPIs of the city.
So you've got 10 local businesses, essentially. 10?
10 bosses. How would you like that?
Huh? Well, that's kind of like
they're great.
Working over Winthrop.
Yes. Yes. But they're very like-minded in that they've all grown businesses.
Oh, yeah.
And they know what they're, you know, not only the other entrepreneurs in the city are in for, what's coming down the pike at them. So they're ready. They provide mentoring. They, you know, are always on the tip of the spear with me to be able to be in the center, providing services, connecting. And so many of them, you know, for example, you know, Dawn Johnson, who is also, leading Bell, the Black Economic Leadership League. Or, Ryan Sanderson, who's with Knowledge Perk. We've got Mike Gettings, who's with Panther Heating and Cooling. These are all, you know, really just powerhouse business minds, thoughtful leaders that we have that got behind the Gravity Center and said, let's make this a reality. So it was their cash investment as well as their thoughtful leadership that formed the center. And we find ourselves being able to roll out incredible programming that connects businesses and ideas to reality, which is what we have coming up here soon, the Launchpad Weekend.
We're going to get into that in a minute.
Okay.
So you've been at this for a couple of years.
Yeah, a year and a half.
And what do you have, graduations for entrepreneurs? I mean, how does this work?
Well, we have jobs created, right?
Yeah.
That's the ultimate graduation,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Jobs created, businesses starting, scaling. We track some revenue of the We have a venture mentoring service, so mentoring program inside of the Gravity Center. 19 ventures, just so an interesting stat on that, last year numbers. Out of the 19 ventures that we had a hand in growing, developing, mentoring through the VMS program, that accounts for 89 jobs and $2.1 million in gross receipts.
Wow.
In the year. So by helping, you know, putting resources around these businesses, a main KPI that we're really looking at, you hear all the time, the failure rates of startup organizations, of small businesses, and it's hard. That first year is hard, and you got to be scrappy, and you got to know a lot about a lot of things. You know, you started this business because you just like doing that thing, whatever it is. You know, you like baking cookies or you like mowing grass. Nobody told you there was taxes and regulations and accounting and marketing and what the heck is SEO, and you know, all people are listening, what is SEO? Search engine optimization on, you know, people trying to find you in your business, and you know, all of the content creation and hiring. Oh my gosh, when you go to hire that first person, bless your heart. So how do we keep them in not only business, but in business more successful, creating revenue, creating jobs, getting to, again, whatever their next level looks like. So these are people who perhaps are side hustling something now. It's a little side business that they're doing, making a little extra money, padding the nest egg, you know, saving for, you know, the Disney World vacation, or it could, you know, they could be a solopreneur, just kind of doing something on their own, you know, at festivals or a little bit of, you know, consulting work, you know, bookkeeping or babysitting, DoorDash, care.com, any kind of platform entrepreneurship, or they have just busted up their lives, the scariest thing they've ever done, and they put it all on the line, much like you and your partners did with WRHI all those years ago, and said, let's make this happen. Let's create a broadcast company.
So
you're like, oh, what were we thinking?
Many,
right?
Memory lanes, yes. So when somebody comes in to the Gravity Center, I got this great idea.
Yes.
You must go through some type of evaluation before you put them into your system, just to see whether this is pie in the sky or they're really interested in this. You do that?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that is first and foremost. So it's called validation. So
validation.
So the idea, you've got to have some type of idea validation. So you know, they have an idea, or you know, hopefully they've maybe talked to a couple of people, potential customers. You know, if it's a bakery, maybe someone has tried your cookies or your cakes and they really like them, so you know, you'd have, you know, kind of what someone would pay for them. But if you're at square one and you just simply have an idea for an app, I dreamed of one the other day, you just have this idea and you just have no idea how to validate this idea, the first thing we would do with you is called a business model canvas. And this is a one pager that really asks you to tell me about the problem you're solving for what customer out there. Every entrepreneurial pursuit begins with, I can do this service, or this product would solve a problem that somebody has in the world, and they would be willing to pay money for it.
Okay.
And so we go through your customer value proposition. What problem is it? You know, so most pitch decks start off with, you know, did you know that, you know, I use the example of a Swiffer wet jet. Did you know how dirty traditional mops are? What if you had a mop where you could just throw away it? Every as seen on TV commercial, right? But wait, if you order now, it starts off with a problem. If you could just throw away a cloth on your mop and never have to touch that dirty, yucky water again and be 99% biodegradable, suddenly you have a product that you're like, well, heck yeah, I'd buy that. So suddenly you have outdated. You have done away with traditional mops, right? And so now everybody has a Swiffer WestJet. So that is the idea, you know. Or maybe you have a tutoring business where you've identified that, you know, books and online courses for SAT and ACT prep for high school students only result in a 20% score increase, but if you'll use my tutoring service, we guarantee a 40% jump in your SAT scores and ACT scores, which creates the you know, the need to be, you know, pay for this and we'll give you this that you
I
don't currently
used that.
Have. Yes, you and me both. So again, and those are just examples
of ideas,
you know, out of my head, that you need to validate the idea, work on a business model canvas, and then at that point we begin to, you know, think about, you know, what kind of data do you need to, you know, customer data, you know, what does your ideal customer look like and how much would they pay for this and in what market are they? You know, if I want to sell Ohio State gear.
Right.
In Rock Hill, South Carolina.
I don't think
what
so.
Do you think?
No.
What if I wanted to sell Clemson Carolina gear?
Yes, that'll work.
Okay, so if there's nowhere like that where you can get those kind, or you serve it, you sell it at a different price, or this has a special logo, or you can get it direct, quicker, cheaper, you're more accessible, convenience for whatever reason, but you have to think about your product market fit. I mean, are there a lot of, do you see a lot of Green Bay Packer jerseys around, people walking around in Rock Hill? Maybe you don't want to open up a Green Bay Packer fan club in, I don't know, there's probably one of those out there.
Pittsburgh Steelers would do pretty well, I think.
Maybe. So you see what I'm saying? So you find that customer market fit. All of these are different squares or different categories inside of a business model canvas that is really going to start to get you thinking. Pair you with an ideation mentor that's going to continue to go through this exercise. And then we're going to look at your startup costs. If you want, much like buying a house, if you wanted to buy this house, how much would you have to save? You know, what resources would this house need? Can you provide, you know, long term?
So that's where the rubber meets the road when you get down to the money.
Well, funding is big, but, you know, customers ideally are your funding. So it could either be the startup cost for your original inventory, or you need to buy that lawnmower to cut the person's grass.
Sure.
But who would the customer be that paid for you to be able to pay back the loan?
So you've got 19 that have come out in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
That are up and running. They got 89 jobs and grossing over $2
million.
That's just BMS,
yes. Right. Yeah.
What kinds of businesses are they? Can you just throw out a few of the names?
So some are lifestyle businesses, which are like personal coaching and consulting, decluttering your house. We got a couple of restaurants. We have a cybersecurity business. We have a software company. We have a pet care that does boarding and will walk and actually has a treadmill, dog treadmill. It's a real thing, guys. We have a couple of businesses that are coming on that we're super excited about. One does kind of a knit crochet for pets. We've got kind of an architecture for lighting and design. So it's really, we've got a patient advocate inside the Gravity Center, construction. There's a really unique business inside of the Gravity Center right now, Drehola Technologies, that does GIS mapping.
Oh, boy.
And so, you know, GIS mapping is used in a lot of economic development, as well as utility companies, counties, municipalities. And so, you know, they're doing a great work with these overlay maps for utilities and GIS boundaries. Really proud of Bernie and Daniel and the work that they're doing. So it's all kinds of businesses are either high tech. And, you know, and that's really important. I'm so glad that you bring that up, because, you know, if you have an idea, you know, we're not trying to bet on the horse here, okay, like the fastest horse. Like, you never know what is going to be that next product or service. I mean, who thought the pool noodle would do what it would do, you know? Spanx. I mean, how many women right now listening, you know, are, you know, kind of tugging at the old waistline, you know, and this is a real thing. And these are industries that have made millions, if not billions of dollars.
Then
product development, you know, there's somewhere out there, there's someone who has the next best idea to put, you know, wheels on luggage. How long did
you
it can't take us ever to do that?
You can't ever dismiss somebody's idea. You don't know where it's going to go.
Have no idea.
And the wheels on luggage is a perfect one.
Perfect example.
Billions of dollars spent by people all over the world.
Yeah.
Just because somebody thought, well, let's put some wheels on these bags.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Toured a really unique facility up in that takes ideas into prototypes and reality recently. And one of the ideas that they brought to market was, you know, whenever you put your trash bag inside of your canister, you know, inside of your trash can, and it has that little grabber thing. You can kind of pull the trash bag through the back of it so it doesn't slide down in there.
Right.
That is a problem you're solving for a customer or for the makers of trash cans that have years dealt with, you know, does your trash bag fall down into your can? Well, now it has that little grabber thing. That grabber was patented and designed and implemented and sold to all of these trash can companies to now be a part of the trash cans in your life.
And that's something.
Because you thought of it.
We're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, this lady is savvy. She's smart, and she knows what we're about to do.
Yes.
Fresh subs and salads prepared here at Substation 2, 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9P. Don't ever forget the 9P because Charlie gets very upset.
Why not 7 days, Charlie?
Charlie. She says, why not 7 days? All right, how do we do this now? The count of three. 1, 2, 3. Slice. Garden. It's...
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board, it's on your phone.
This is Charlie Ruffalo.
Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
Put some extra room in your monthly budget. Right now, when you refinance your ride with Founders, you can beat your current auto rate by 1% and make no monthly payments for 90 days. That's a deal that will leave you feeling super confident that you can pay off your vehicle. Get moving. Visit foundersfcu.com/superrates to see how we can help you get moving. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Comporium, you get way more than home security. You get eyes everywhere. Remote access to lights and locks from anywhere. And right now, you'll get a secure home for a lot less than you'd think with anytime live video streaming, remote temperature control, and 24/7 monitoring. We're more than your internet company. We're your peace of mind, never felt this easy company. For zero stress levels, stay connected to what matters most. Comporium, always ready.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone. Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The delightful Hannah Horn is with us. She is Miss Gravity Center. She runs all the things that make that place run, and it's all about entrepreneurs and getting up on their feet. I tell you what, there's a lot of people, including myself, who wish something like this was around 40 years ago, but it's not. Anyway, it's here now.
So
I bet you have.
I do.
So you've got some big event coming up here in a couple of weeks. Tell me about that.
It's called Launchpad Weekend.
Launchpad Weekend.
54 hours to take off.
Yeah. All right.
So, it begins on Friday, March the 31st at the Gravity Center. And if you have an idea for a business, okay, you've been thinking about this, an app, a product, a service, you have an idea. So this cannot be a current business that's revenuing, that has customers, that, you know, is in the mix. You have a business license already and want to work on it. We could do that another time. This is idea time, okay? So bring your idea or a natural curiosity as to how our business is grown, like what would be the steps you went through, okay? So if you don't have a business idea but kind of want to sort through some things in your head, just come be a part of a team. You don't have to have an idea, but bring that idea on Friday night, and we will go through a process of ideation with you to either work with you as individuals or pair you up as teams to send that idea through intensive mentoring, business model canvas, through customer validation, everything you'll need to do, market data, everything on Friday, all day Saturday, Sunday morning. We'll get you ready. We'll get that pitch deck ready, and you pitch in a public pitch event on Sunday night, April the 2nd. The public is invited to this as well. Come out, no charge. come out to the Powerhouse, which is that beautiful new facility, that food hall and event venue that's there beside this Rock Hill Sports and Event Center, 6 o'clock, and hear the pitches of these folks that have gone through this weekend in front of a panel of judges, and then the winner stands to win a prize of professional services, marketing, accounting, legal, $500 in seed capital for the business. The marketing package has logo development, website development in it. So it basically would be the services you need. Entity setup. Morton & Geddes is being so gracious to provide, you know, legal services for the business setup, you know, to consult on that. And some time inside the Gravity Center as well. 3 months of time inside the Gravity Center to be around other entrepreneurs to get this going. It is a no-brainer. I was talking to a guy today, honestly, about Launchpad, and he's an established entrepreneur. He was like, "It just the appointments alone on doing all of this would take you 3 months, and you're talking about doing it in 3 days."
It's amazing. So where did this come from? I mean,
I wish I could say that I had the idea or one of my brilliant, you know, investor board members, but there actually is a program called Techstars Startup Weekend, and there was one in Rock Hill that was sponsored by the Chamber, I believe back in 2018, and they did a fine job with it. We did not brand ours under the Techstars branding logo in its criteria. Many people we've talked to have said that being called Techstars would somehow keep folks from thinking that their product idea, that if it was non-tech, that they would not want to be involved in
right.
it. And because this is not just for a tech idea. Now, if you have a tech idea, like I said, I thought of a really cool app idea the other day that I'm like, man, I could go through Startup Weekend if I wasn't organizing and toss my idea and get it through validation and pitch it for a little seed capital and get it going. But yeah, so startup weekends are held around the world, and it's the same format. It's and Ryan Sanderson is our facilitator. He has been specially trained as a facilitator to lead us through this journey throughout the course of the weekend, and we're just so excited about what comes out of it. Some great sponsors. Can I call them out as
Please
well?
Do.
Sharon View Federal Credit Union. So thankful for Sharon View. The South Carolina Research Authority, SCRA, is a sponsor. Panther Heating and Air. And then we have in-kind sponsors that's being held at the Powerhouse. So our friend, you know, Tara Sherbert is opening up her location to us. Roundtable events. Those are local entrepreneurs that work out of the Gravity Center. They're doing our event planning for us. Just really thankful for all of our sponsors.
So if you show up
on
March 31st, which is a great day in the history of mankind. That happens to be my birthday.
Okay.
So if you show up.
We'll have a birthday cake for you
right
there that night.
On March 31st, you just come to the Powerhouse?
You come to the Gravity Center.
Gravity Center.
So Friday, Saturday is at the Gravity Center.
Okay.
And Sunday morning. So all the training, the prep work, the teamwork, it's just the public pitch event is going to be at the Powerhouse.
I got you.
On Sunday night.
All right, Powerhouse on Sunday night the 2nd.
Yes.
Okay,
gotcha. But Friday night, come to the Gravity Center at 6 o'clock.
And be prepared.
Just have an idea.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be prepared. Like, you know, wear some jean shorts. I don't know. don't wear a suit. Don't be fancy. Just show up.
So is there a pre-registration for this?
There is a registration. It's online at mygravitycenter.com under events. And you can hop in there. It'll give more details if you're, you know, curious as to, you know, additional details as to how this works. But we'll probably go for 2 or 3 hours on Friday night. We'll provide food, everything you need, and office supplies. We'll get those ideas, either get you on a team or get you individually, you know, spun up and ready to go all day Saturday from early in the morning all the way 6-7 o'clock. Sleep there if you want to work on your idea. We don't care. Sunday morning, let's finish up the pitches and get your pitch deck ready. It's like a slide deck, a PowerPoint. That's
right.
You'll have, you know, 3 or 4 minutes to pitch to these judges your idea, and we'll just have a good time on Sunday night hearing all of them and really cheering them on. So if nothing else, come out to the pitch event on Sunday night at 6 o'clock at the Powerhouse and hear these ideas and just cheer them on loudly.
And my guess is for those who go through this process, even if you're not a winner, you will get so much valuable input to your idea and how it might be refined to become a winner.
Yeah.
I just think that's part of the process.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And you never know. There could be in the room that night on Sunday, there are, well, I can say could be. I know there are potential investors in that room.
Oh, sure.
That will hear your idea. And even if it's not the one that the judges pick, because they're choosing on customer validation, basically making sure that you have an idea that, you know, that there is a customer who will buy this.
Right.
You know, I gave you the, you know, the Ohio State mugs in Rock Hill. You know,
is
this going to work? But your business plan, you know, your founder, you know, how you, are you coachable as a founder? Can you, because many times it is the jockey, you know, I mean, it's not the horse at all. It's like the jockey has the mindset, which is another thing. We'll put you through the entrepreneur mindset profile, which is an assessment that we give inside the Gravity Center that gives you kind of a printout of where you are in your mind as far as how entrepreneurials think. So, you know, being risk adverse, structure, conformity, optimism, all kinds of skills that they have that you kind of want to work on.
I tell you what, this is cool. This is cool. I mean, you know, I'm thinking about somebody who's in the workforce right now.
Yeah.
And they're working for a particular company, whatever that company might be.
Mm-hmm.
And after they've been there for a while, I'm sure they're saying to themselves, you know, if they did this, I think things would, but nobody's listening to me, blah, 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 blah. You ought to take some of your time and take what you consider to be this and take it over here to this, you know, launch pad weekend.
Yeah.
And see what comes out of it.
Well, Manny, that's a great point as well, because if you are currently working in a business, you are an employee, maybe, you know, one of Charlie's folks are listening to this right now behind us. If you are working within a company and it's not your dream to open your own, you know, your own shop, you don't really consider yourself an entrepreneur, but you have an idea for product development. There's, you know, if a slicer could do this a different way, or, you know, this particular container could be made this way inside of your particular industry or profession, you have a touch point and perspective. You have a lens you see things from.
That's right.
That no one else does. You know, a pilot sees things different. A doctor or nursing sees things different. A landscape. You just see things different. So if you're in there, you can be intrapreneurial. Bring that idea to Launchpad and see how you could scale that, how you could develop it, how you could prototype it, get it made, and it could completely change your industry, because it's in something you're in manufacturing. If this widget could just be made differently, I mean, think about the pen that clicks. You're holding one right now. What did we do before there was a pen that clicks? Well, we had a bunch of ink in the bottom of our purses, didn't we? Because it just wrote in our shirts, because it just wrote all over us. Who invented the pen that clicks?
Good question.
I just thought of that as you're holding one.
And don't think that your idea is a stupid idea.
Absolutely.
That's the
not.
Biggest mistake you could make.
Mm-hmm.
I always remember that old quotation I picked up from many, 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 many years ago. Don't be afraid to fail. Just worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try.
Yeah.
So you've got an idea.
A lot of opportunity costs.
A lot of opportunity, and the Gravity Center is laying it out for you. Good. Go through the details again. It starts on the evening of March 31st.
Friday night.
Over at the Gravity Center.
Yeah,
which is located where? By the railroad tracks?
Mm-hmm. 153 South Oakland, across from Roco.
Okay, you can't miss the entrance. It's got the most glorious entrance you've ever seen.
Great. A mural. Yeah, there's a mural there. We will be open at 6 o'clock on that Friday night. Come with your idea. Do sign up in advance, though, because we do have packets and seats at the table for everyone, and we just want to make sure that, you know, that we have, you know, enough space for everybody.
That's Friday night the 31st.
Friday night the 31st. 6 o'clock, and we'll work through that night and get some teams formed or work with you individually all day Saturday, and then we'll pitch on Sunday night, and your friends and family can come out and cheer you on. But you do need to be available that entire weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so just carve that out. And you know what? It's going to be just a fun weekend in Rock Hill. You're near all the bars and restaurants.
Thanks for all you're doing at the Gravity Center, Hannah. Thanks for being here today. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, one more time, because the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Randy Ligon is here. Look at me, and he is going to join in. What is it we do here, Randy? 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Join in and tell everybody at the count of three. One, two, three. Here we go.
Slice. Slice. Slice.
All right. Pretty weak. I mean, you guys, jeez. Boy, I don't want you in a ball game with me, I can tell you that. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.